Butch Robbins in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session with Jack Hinchelwood providing some accompaniment on the guitar there. Butch, welcome in to WVTF. It is a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Luke. It's good to be able to be here this morning.
Well, now, Jack, let's talk a little bit here before I get Butch going here, because I want to get him wound up here in a second here. The reason we're in here and the reason Butch is playing, he's going to be a part of Mountains of Music Homecoming, Sons of Bluegrass. Tell us about what that is.
Okay, so the Crooked Road, our annual, this is our fifth annual Mountains of Music Homecoming. It runs from June 7th through the 15th, and one of the very special parts of it is two concerts that are being put on by folks who actually helped create bluegrass music. These are folks who were members of Bill Monroe's legendary Bluegrass Boys band, and so it's Butch Robbins on the banjo, Doug Hutchins from down in Stuart, Virginia on the bass. We've got Billy Baker, wonderful fiddler, early fiddler with Monroe from Norton, Virginia. Got Tom Ewing coming in from Ohio, one of the last, maybe the last guitarist with Monroe, the last few years of his life. And then from from Illinois, a fellow named Robert Bolin, who was is a wonderful fiddler, who was the last fiddler that played with Monroe. And of course, we needed someone to fill Monroe's shoes, and I hope his feet are big. Mr. Mike Compton, who teaches Monroe Mandolin Camp, was a member of the Nashville Bluegrass Band, a good friend of Butch's, is going to do channel Bill Monroe and be part of this Sons of Bluegrass band that we've put together to play June 14th at the Blue Ridge Music Center and then June 15th at the Harvester Performance Center in Rocky Mount.
Well, but you came in and out of Bill Monroe's life over the years playing with him, and your relationship changed over that time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I went to work for him the week after I graduated from high school in 1967 and got my first taste of being a professional musician and everything. And after about a month, I found out that those white castles really weren't houses I was going to live in. They were the burger joints that I could afford to eat at, you know. So I bailed on that whole thing and came back up here and went to school for a couple of years and got drafted after that, wound up going in the military. But I went back to Nashville in the early 70s and wound up just getting real lucky when I got there. Within a year, I'd started hanging in with a group of folks down around the Pickin' Parlor on 2nd Avenue where Randy Wood and Tut Taylor had a shop set up down there. And I wound up picking up all these jobs from there. Tex Logan came into Tut's shop one day and told me that Wilmerlee and Stoney needed a banjo player. So I wound up working with them until Stoney passed away. And then Bill Holden called me up and told me he was quitting Bill Monroe at that point and asked me if I wanted the job. And I said, man, I don't know. I've been there one time and it didn't work out too well then. So I was over at the Opry one night before Bill had quit, and Bill Monroe came up to me and asked me if I would like to go to work playing the banjo for him. And I said, well, Mr. Bill, we done tried that about 10 years ago, and it didn't work out too well. He said, yeah, but we've both grown a lot since then. So I wound up taking that job and working for him for about 4 years at that point. It was I went in Labor Day of 77, and I worked through the 4th of July weekend of 81 on that. I had quit Monroe under probably one of the awfulest meltdowns I ever had in life. It wasn't a very good situation and circumstance there for me. I had made a couple of packages, recording packages, from a fellow over in Blacksburg named Kerry Hay. He wanted me to cut, the first one I did was called Once Again from the Top. Not long after that, he wanted me to cut a gospel version of the thing. And I had sort of changed my life around. I'd become baptized in a church at that point and everything. And I got to thinking about it, and I just said, I can't make that record until I've made my peace with Monroe. And I went down to McClure to Ralph Stanley's festival down there, and Blake Williams, bless his heart, held my hand all day in my nervousness, you know, till I could finally find a time that Monroe wasn't busy. And I went up to him, and, you know, when he was coming walking out of the door backstage, and I was standing in the door so he couldn't get around me, and he looked up and he saw who it was, and it was just like he had seen a ghost. And he said, "Well, what do you want?" And I said, "Well, Mr. Bill, I think when I quit, it was one of the awfulest things that I ever did in my life. And I said, I've come here to apologize to you, try to apologize to you, and beg for your forgiveness." And he looked me right in the face and he said, "Oh, well, it's about time." And it was just one of the biggest weight came off of my shoulders. So I came back and made the gospel record.
Well, I got to tell you, you have amazing stories and you have an encyclopedic memory. Let's get another song in here before we get out of here. What would you like to do?
All right. Well, when Bill Keith came into the band, you know, he changed the music a lot, but he also changed fiddler's conventions for banjo players. All of a sudden, he only recorded five tunes. He recorded Sailor's Hornpipe, Devil's Dream, Shenandoah Breakdown, Salt Creek, and Santa Claus were the five tunes that he did. But that was the explosion right there that ushered in this elevated art form that bluegrass became in that world. So I'm going to play one of the tunes that they did on those sessions. And this became one of the first ones that started being played around Galax and Union Grove and everything, because it was one of the easier ones. I understand when they went into the studio, Doug Hutchins, I think, was telling me that they called up Rudy Lyle and got Rudy to play it. It's something Monroe had written in the 50s while Rudy was in the band. So he plays the tune over the phone for them, and this is what they went in the studio and worked out right here.
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
Well, long about round the town of Texas, away out west, I lost a friend and a pound, boys, I let him down to bless. I weeped to my Lord's grave, to me, boys, it was sad. I knew down beneath that mountain, the best pal I ever had. Oh, lay, hey, hey, oh, lay. Sleeps in perfect peace beneath the Texas sky. Oh, lady.